Funny Frank, written by Dick King Smith and read by Andrew Sachs.
Gertie and Mildred had gone back into the henhouse to lay their day's eggs, and so knew nothing of Frank in all his finery. They were sitting in adjoining nest boxes, and Mildred, mindful of the rebuke she had recently received for speaking while Gertie was laying, kept her beak shut. Once Mildred had performed and gone out, Gertie laid her egg, and then had a look at Mildred's in the next box. It was, she was pleased to see, a white egg of rather a poor size. "Badly bred, Mildred is," she said to herself with satisfaction. "I always knew it." Suddenly, outside, she saw Mildred scuttling back at speed.
"Quickly, dear," Mildred panted. "Come and have a look at your Frank."
"I want nothing more to do with the boy," said Gertie. "He's nothing but an embarrassment to me."
"But you must come and look," said Mildred. "He's really swimming."
Curiosity is a strong instinct, and Gertie could not resist making her way to the duck pond. At the farthest side of it, she saw, was her son, sitting upon the water, quite still.
"Well, if you call that swimming, my dear Mildred," said Gertie in a very sarcastic voice, "you need your brains examining, if you've got any. Frank is simply floating, as he has done before, thanks to that awful rubber suit."
Frank was, in fact, getting his breath back after a great number of high-speed circuits of the pond, but when he saw his mother on the opposite side, he shouted, "Mum, watch this!" and set off towards her as fast as his webs could drive him, which was very fast. Up out of the water he surged and stood proudly before his mother in his wetsuit and new yellow footwear.
"What do you think, Mum?" he said,